Hi guys, Aaron here. I just wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping. This week's episode is going to be a little late because of scheduling. So instead, I figured I'd do some updates for you guys. I want to thank everyone first and foremost for the iTunes reviews. We have 10 of them, and you know, I'm going to try to do updates like this like every now and then, maybe once a month. And I'm going to read out some of the reviews that we've got because why not? You guys put them up there and I'll read them. So first one's from Comedy Nerd. He says, fresh and unique, Yes and I Am is a twist on the comic podcast. It's a lot of fun to hear favorite personalities and figures you might not be familiar with be taken on by skilled improvisers who are currently working in the scene. You're sure to have a laugh. Looking forward to hearing more. Thank you, Comedy Nerd. Next one's from Frog658. Amazing podcast. Aaron Max really hit it out of the park in this one. I peed myself, laughed so hard. I love, love, love the Macklemore episode. This series is a must listen. Oh, thank you. Next one's from Singe Sand. Original. If NPR and Whose Line Is It had a baby, that baby would think highly of this podcast. Well, thank you. Next one's from Mizzy123Jets. One of the best podcasts of 2017. Not only is this podcast one of the most unique podcasts I've listened to in a long time, it's also funny, self-aware, and wildly engaging. So what are you waiting for? Go listen. I agree. This one's from Charm Chancer. This is an excellent concept. Aaron and his guests for week, well, accomplish their goal of being joyfully, playfully, and wonderfully funny. The next one's from Completely Unbiased Man. Great work. Love the premise. Improvising is great, and it's a really entertaining, fun listen. Tune in. You won't be disappointed. Next one is from La Roca-Cola, a comedy podcast for improv nerds. Yes and I Am brings together the post-postmodern NYC improv family in a series of characters, both real and fictitious, each with surreal POVs to be pried and prodded in a familiar yet completely impromptu interview format. Ever see an alt comedy show at the Triple Crown under St. Mark's? Figures you'll recognize if their voice is here. Well, thank you. And last one, I have two more. Next one's from SessSalem82. The beauty of improv comedy is that you never know what you'll end up with, and the results of Yes and I Am are hilarity. I find myself dwelling on the sparklets and quotes days later, still giggling. Keep it coming. Well, thank you. And the last one is from Courtney Davis 100. Hilarious and unique. This podcast is like no other I've listened to. I always want to make fun of celebrities but never know how to express it. This brilliantly mocks them but also compliments them in a funny ways. If you like pop culture, you're listening to this because it gives you insight into what other people imagine celebrities are like. Imagination runs wild here. Well, thank you everyone for those great reviews. If you guys leave a 5-star review, I will read it in one of these update shows. Another thing I wanted to throw out there is that if you don't already, we have an Instagram and a Twitter you can follow us at. It's at YesAndIAm. That is at YesAndIAm. I tend to post photos and pictures of upcoming guests and characters, so go check it out. Also, if you have suggestions for the show, if there's something you think we could be doing better, if there's something you're enjoying, you can always email us at yesandiam@gmail.com. That's yesandiam@gmail.com. Finally, I'm considering changing the format a little bit for the show. You'll still get the interviews that you normally get of celebrities played by improvisers. But additionally, I'm thinking of adding more of an interview with the actors we have after the celebrity interview is done. Maybe getting a little more into what they're up to. If they host a show of their own, maybe we learn a little bit more about their show. So let me know. I'm going to try it for the next couple episodes, and let me know if you guys are enjoying it, and I look forward to hearing back from you. Thanks.